It is time for us to check sports, and we're going to talk about the Kentucky Derby. I know the Kentucky Derby was held a long, long time ago, but it's in the top of the news. Medina Spirit was stripped of the Kentucky Derby win in 2021 over a positive drug test that was revealed after the race. The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission Board of Stewards announced this yesterday. Officials declared Mandolin the official race winner. Michigan men's basketball coach Juwan Howard is expected to be suspended for the final five games of the regular season. Yahoo Sports reported, citing a source on Monday night, Howard appeared to throw a punch at a Wisconsin assistant, Joe Kravenhoff, after arguing with the head coach following the Badgers' 77-63 victory on Sunday. Howard admitted after the game that he was upset when he was called guard called a timeout with 15 seconds left and up 15 points. He also said that guard touched him during the post-game line and he felt the need to defend himself. Baseball negotiations resumed with renewed intensity yesterday. It's an effort to salvage opening day, and Major League Baseball made slight moves towards locked-out players. Perhaps a week left to salvage the opening day. According to union head Tony Clark, he attended negotiations for the first time since the lockout began, accompanied by New York Mets stars Max Scherzer and Francisco Lindor. Major League Baseball increased its offer of the bonus pool for pre-arbitration players by $5 million to $20 million. That's a fraction of the $115 million the union has asked for. Clubs also increased their proposal for a lottery for amateur draft from the top three picks to the top four. Players have asked for the top eight. Both sides met at least twice with lengthy breaks for caucuses in between. They talked into the early evening. It's their longest time together in one place since the lockout began. In other sports news, we'll take a look at the NBA. They're still on their All-Star break, but they do begin play on Thursday. And on Thursday, the Celtics will take on the Nets. Those are the only local games. Then on Friday, when the season resumes, the Heat will take on the Knicks. Let's slide over to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, the Bruins beat the Avalanche 5-1. They were the only local team in action. Today, locally, nothing. Now, tomorrow, local teams that will see action, nobody once again. No. Unbelievable. Then on Thursday, the Devils will take on the Penguins. The Rangers will take on the Capitals. And the Bruins will take on the Kraken. Standings are pretty much like they were. Bruins in fourth place in the Atlantic Division with 62 points. And the Rangers in third place in the Metropolitan Division with 69 points. That, my friends, is a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.